Rack 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brack Hunter.
Sup, kid? How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. 6:24, we got to keep removing. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products for the summertime, for any time, really. But, you know, on a hot summer day, ooh, Bud Distributing's got you covered, man.
Here you go. So let's kick it off with some scores this morning because, well, the more I talk, the more crappier I sound. So yeah. I'm just going to keep it short and simple here, right here in the 6 a.m. hour, right? Major League Baseball last night. Let's kick it off with the Tigers beating the Royals 4-3 last night. White Sox beating the Rays 3-0. And the Mets beating the Cubs 3-2 last night. There are some games today. Tigers going to be in Kansas City playing the Royals at 2:10. Rays going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10, and the Cubs going to be in over in New York playing the Mets at 7:10. Let's get over to the NBA. Last night there was a game. The Nets beating the Bucks 114-108. Come on, man. Your Bucks need to. You know what? Here's the thing. Out of everybody in the series, I'm cheering for your Bucks, man. Milwaukee, kind of the underdogs a little bit there. I love Giannis. He's a great player.
Yeah.
It's got a great attitude. You know, Milwaukee over there. Come on, let's do it, man. The Nets lead that series 3-2. Tonight, there are some games. Hawks going to be in Philadelphia playing the 76ers at 7:30. Clippers going to be in Utah playing the Jazz at 10 o'clock. That series is tied 2-2. Let's get over to the NHL. Last night, Tampa Bay, the Lightning beating the Islanders 4-2. That series is tied 1-1. In NHL, there is a game tonight. The Canadiens going to be in Vegas playing the Golden Knights at 9 o'clock. Vegas leads that series 1-0. I got WNBA news, but what do you think? Should we talk about that?
WNBA news? What is it? What's the headline?
It's dribble, dribble, shoot, shoot.
Dribble, dribble, shoot, shoot.
I mean, dude, there's not much going on.
Oh hell, I don't care.
I'm gonna be honest with you. No, I'm serious. So let's talk about the NBA. There is basketball news. Chicago Bulls legend and basketball Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen. Scottie's Pippen. That's what I used to call him. He's launching two products that could go well together: a bourbon and popcorn. What? Yes, the bourbon is called Digits, as in he got 6 championship rings on his digits. It'll launch in Chicago, in the Chicago market on July, July 21st to be specific. It has notes of caramelized apples and brown sugar and spice. Popcorn is a creation of Pippen and a business partner of his, Chef R.C. Mills. It's named Husk, and the pair is called a healthy superfood popcorn brand.
This is the worst sports story ever.
Dude, it's terrible. I just had to pair it with the NBA. So
that maybe you would have something cool like coming up, but no, this is awful. This is a terrible sports story.
Dude, it's basically somebody being like, oh, yeah, you're Scottie Pippen. Let's pair a product with you, man, because you're famous. And I can just hear Scottie Pippen. Oh, okay.
Scottie Pippen makes a sloth look exciting, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Amazing basketball player. But in like Scottie Pippen just sitting there, I feel like Scottie Pippen just sits in chairs and stares out windows until someone asks him a question. And then it's he's like a robot and his body kicks on. He's like, oh, okay. And then he goes back to looking out the window. And then someone puts him in basketball mode. He goes out there, crushes it, but then he just goes back to that same chair and just looks out the window and doesn't do anything.
Not to mention, he has got the deepest voice you have ever heard in your life. Dude, he hits a tone that'll make your subwoofers blow. I'm telling you, this guy's got the deepest voice I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God.
And he's just riding that Chicago Bull wave.
Yeah.
Not saying anything bad about that, because, dude, Scottie kicked ass back in the day.
Yeah.
But, man, so that.
I don't want to talk about popcorn and Scottie Pippen anymore.
Well, that's what you get. So, there you go.
All right.
There you go.
Maybe we'll have something better for you come next hour. But that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:27, Brock Hunter. It's kicking in, man. It's kicking in. Hey, we got to keep things moving here because we talked way too long about shooting loads in space. So it's time for
sports.
This is aggressive.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I'm talking about guns, okay, Hunter?
Talking about guns.
You pervert. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So you're never thirsty, ever. Not single once, ever, time. No, thirsty.
Ever.
Not, ever. All right. What do you got?
All right. Let's get some scores because I can't talk long. Man, my voice hurts. Yeah. Major League Baseball.
Little vocal cords here. You got Will.
I'll let you show. I got the black lung pops. Major League, shut up. Why don't you shut the hell? Major League Baseball last night, Tigers beating the Royals 4-3. White Sox beating the Rays 3-0. And the Mets beating the Cubbies, man, 3-2. Today, there are some games. Tigers going to be in Kansas City playing the Royals at 2:10. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM. The Rays going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Cubs over in New York playing the Mets at 7:10. NBA, last night, the Nets beating the Bucks 114-108. Brooklyn leads that series 3-2. Dude, you know what? I'm pulling for your Bucks, man.
Yeah. Well,
kind
it'd
of
be
the
nice
underdog
to see. Yeah.
I like Giannis. Yeah, I don't know, there's something about that guy I really like.
They are for sure underdogs in that sense. And when you look at what the Nets did putting that team together that they have, it's like every single all-star is there, it feels like. I'd be kind of cool to see the Bucks.
I didn't catch the game last night, but two of them are out. So it's just basically Kevin Durant now.
Oh, really?
But I'm not sure. I didn't see the game last night. So maybe Harden played.
Yeah.
But he was out with a pulled hamstring for the first couple. Yeah, that is a stacked team, isn't it?
Yeah.
James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
And then one other guy. Like they have four all-stars on there.
Yeah. You're going to win some games for sure. Anyway, now tonight there are some games. Hawks going to be in Philadelphia playing the 76ers at 7:30. Los Angeles, the Clippers going to be in Utah playing the Jazz at 10 o'clock. Both of those series tied 2-2.
I actually have some stories if you want to skip scores or you want to finish scores. I do have some sports stories.
Go ahead. You got something?
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
You done with? I'm surprised you didn't bring this up. Well, there's two things here. One, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers having a little fun with each other. So they were playing in a golf match. So Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau pairing up with Rodgers and Brady. Uh-huh. Well, the last time they played against each other was in the NFL playoffs, obviously, where the Packers decided to kick a field goal late in the game instead of trying for a touchdown. Tom and the Bucks obviously went on to win that game and then the Super Bowl. Well, I guess Giselle's hubby, Tom Brady, gave a little poke at Aaron about that. Like, they were, like, going – I'm trying to think what they were on. But anyway, Brady brought that up. He brought up the field goal instead of the touchdown. Doing a little trash talking. Here's the funny thing, though. People are going to latch onto this, but I guarantee Brady and Rodgers are friends. They probably talk all the time. And then we sit here and we're like,
respect here, 100%.
Can you believe what Brady said, that jerk? How dare – it's like we are the ones that perpetuate all of the – like these guys are friends. They know each other. I know there's rivalry in sports for sure. But we are sitting here making such a big deal out of this stuff when really
– Could you imagine being in a room with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? It's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and you.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You know those two guys look at each other and just know the knowledge. You know. I wonder what a conversation is between those two. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's pretty crazy, man. Yeah. So they're going to be playing in that match with Phil Mickelson. Huh? So who's paired with who? Phil's paired with who?
It didn't say who was paired with who. All I know is just Bryson DeChambeau and Mickelson are going to be with Rodgers and Phil.
They should throw Brooks Koepka in that mix too to make it really interesting.
Put Brooks Koepka with some other whiny guy.
Shoot him again. There you go. Shooter.
Shooter. I'd be rooting for them though. I don't know. It was terrible.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah,
that's pretty cool. That was a good story. I like that.
Good story. Okay. Anything else, or should we end on?
Nah, I got nothing else, man. There you go.
Good enough for me. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.